Hey there, amazing people. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of 5-minute morning rituals to kickstart your day and level up your life. Today, we're diving into something super important, setting those healthy boundaries that are like the invisible superheroes for a truly balanced life. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like a human yo-yo between everyone else's needs and your own? I get it. It happens to the best of us. But let me tell you, honey, saying no sometimes is not selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about carving out the space for yourself to thrive, recharge, and show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, let's break down these 5 key takeaways to help you become a boundary-setting queen or king. First things first, identify your non-negotiables. What are those core values, needs, and priorities that are absolutely essential for your well-being? Think about it like this. What would make your inner voice scream hell yeah, or maybe even a gentle please respect my space? Maybe it's getting enough sleep, dedicating time to creative pursuits, or simply having a quiet morning ritual. Next up, learn to say no with grace and confidence. Remember, you don't owe anyone an explanation beyond a simple I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now. Practice those words in the mirror, it gets easier with time. And trust me, saying no more often will actually free up your mental energy for things that truly matter. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and respectfully. Let people know what you need and expect from them. Don't be afraid to express your feelings and set limits in a kind but firm way. Think of it like setting the stage for healthy interactions. Clear communication is key. Now let's talk about self-care as a boundary. This means prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as a sacred ritual, carving out time for yoga, reading, spending time in nature, or even just taking a long bath with a good book. It's not selfish, it's essential. Lastly, remember that boundaries are fluid and evolve over time. What works for you today might need tweaking tomorrow. Be flexible, listen to your inner voice, and adjust as needed. This is about creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling to you. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super organized event planner who always says yes to everything. She's constantly juggling projects, attending meetings, and accommodating everyone's requests, leaving her feeling drained and overwhelmed. One day, she realizes she needs a change. She starts saying no to extra commitments, delegates tasks when possible, and schedules time for herself each week. Suddenly, Sarah has more energy, feels less stressed, and enjoys her work even more. Setting boundaries allowed her to reclaim her time and focus on what truly mattered. Remember, creating healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being and create space for the life you deserve. So, go out there and rock those boundaries, my friends. You got this. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are your biggest boundary setting challenges? Let's chat on social media using #becomingthatgirl. I'll leave a review on your favorite podcast app. See you in the next episode for another dose of inspiration and real talk.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.